smoke, man. What a crazy morning thus far. Oh, it's been a very intense few days. Not in a bad way, but for my little one, everyone obviously knows at this time this has been some crazy flu-like stuff going on. And it's that time of year. You know, everyone gets sick. Everyone has something going on, right? And then they, you know, just the news just fucking just puts it out there. Like, people don't fucking die of flu every year, you know? Yes, we are going to die. And it's, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it's that time, you know, especially out here in Florida, when you have the change in weather as drastic as it was and as fierce, you know, you try to go ahead and get ready for it. So when it comes to my little one, well, this week, obviously, there was a big drop off in weather. And we're like, okay, you know, I'm definitely with her and telling her, hey, listen, man, you gotta warm up. She doesn't like dressing up warm. She likes wearing her skirts and T-shirts and being able to run around and dive all in the mulch and come all home and, you know, be stuffed up. So, you know, I had to tell her this time, look, I got you a super duper jacket on. I got you a long shirt with a T-shirt and with some, you know, nice long pants on. You need to keep that on for as much as you can because you may get sick. Sure enough, when I get there, she is not without anything, not her jacket or anything. And she's just telling me, no, I was just warm and I just wanted to play. And Wednesday night, sure enough, in the middle of the night, oh, she starts throwing up phlegm. Throwing up phlegm, like, oh my God, here we go. And, you know, I think for one of the things I notice is that when it comes to a man taking care of a kid, it's definitely not up their alley. They're not the ones doing anything. So, you know, I've been through this rodeo so many times with my daughter, taking her to the clinic, diagnosing her. It's like, you know, you just know more than the doctors. It's really at that point. You just know your child. So I just knew she was throwing up. All she threw up was phlegm. And she just had a fever running. Her body was warm. I said, all right, well, she's not going to go to school. And so she's been here with me since. And it's just one of those things that, what can you do? You know, for her, it's very frustrating because she's having challenges. And it's not flu. I mean, I took it to the doctor. And it was funny because I took it to the doctor. And you know, the doctor just comes in, you know, oh, what's going on? So I hear mom is sick too. I'm like, yeah, you know, everyone's sick. You know, mom can't get sick. You know, she takes care of everyone. It's like, all right, buddy. You don't know what I've been through. And it's funny because the nurses look at you the same way. And then people call you or people message you. Do you know what to do? I'm like, look, I kind of been through this. I'm not, you know, I don't get defensive about it or anything like that because people obviously don't know that I'm very involved and that I'm just very hands-on with my daughter. So I just know the routine with her. You know, ultimately comes down to that fever. Things are not getting better. I'm actually thinking about getting her to go today because I don't see any improvement. So anyway, so the doctor just go ahead and makes that bad judgment call on saying that, you know, mom can be sick and diagnoses her with stomach flu. You got to be kidding me. When my daughter has the stomach flu, she's either, you know, stuff's coming out one way or the other. And that hasn't happened in 2 days at all. You know, the only thing she is, she gets a little paranoid. My little one's so afraid of just eating anything that'll make her throw up. She's just so sensitive to the doctor. She's afraid. She's just a very very dramatic. Just a girl that's very dramatic in everything that she does, especially when it comes to the doctors. She doesn't want to deal with them. She doesn't want to be sick. She cries when she throws up. She's yelling. So you're dealing with that type of personality. They're sick, right? And he goes in and tells her, oh, she's got the stomach flu. You got to be kidding me, right? I mean, I know what she's had. She has some sort of bronchitis because that's what happened. When your child is out there running around in that cold weather and they're thinking they not a care in the world and they've never been exposed to it like that. And it happened to me as a kid. That's what happened. That's how I got asthma for all those years. And because, you know, growing up in the island, the first day I go to Connecticut, I'm out in the cold, loving it, running around. And, yeah, that's how you get it. You get heavy bronchitis. You got to be on a machine. and it's a permanent reaction. So I hope that's not the case with her. But once she told me what she did, I was like, yep, I've been through this block personally. I could definitely tell her what the heck happened. And yeah, she's still dealing with it here. It's been almost 3 days and no improvement. I mean, she still gets the fever up to 100, 203. Once I give her the Advil, it comes down, but she's really congested. And I'm thinking she's got to get an antibiotic. But man, God forbid you try to ask these doctors for a fucking antibiotic for your kid, amoxicillin or something like that. It's like, I know they don't want to do it. I know they want to fester it out, but I can't have her doing this for 2 weeks, you know? Especially, I already took off a few days from work. I had to. And, you know, the one thing is, it's crazy because I don't take any shots for the flu. I stopped doing that probably 10 years ago. It didn't make any sense to me. So why am I going to go ahead and take a shot that weakens my immune system? And then it doesn't even work all the time. And I saw people get sick, though. I was like, you know, I don't care. I got my own daughter here. She gets me sick every month. There was one stretch, my little one. She got me sick every month. I never had pink eye. I never had strep throat. I never had a sinus infection in my life. I didn't even know what it was. And all these things I was experiencing over and over and over again when she first went to daycare. So I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm Superman and I don't need that help with the flu. And I try to be very mindful, but I don't have anything. And she's been sleeping with me. Oh, my gosh. She's been keeping me up. She's been up since 3:30 in the morning. And she went to sleep and just kicking me. And oh, my goodness. Just, you know, my daughter's the type that when she's up and alert, she wants attention. She just has to be on you and on you. She has to, if she's watching the phone, she has to watch it next to you and then put it to your ear. Then if it's doing something else, she has to just be there kicking you next to you like, hey, you can't lay down. Hey, and I'm saying to myself, wow, you haven't even slept properly. And here you are giving the old man a hard time. I got to take care of you. And there's no room for the weak-minded. That's what she's telling me. And she's in that room right now watching YouTube. And I'm here just like trying to figure this out. Like, okay, do I take her to the doctors or not? But I thought it was a very interesting scenario. And with me being a dad and taking care of my daughter when she's sick. And something I've always done. She was two. Not even two, when she was 2 weeks old. And I was taking care of her. I remember that. Poor mom had the gallbladder, had to get surgery right after pregnancy, after giving birth, had to stay in the hospital. And here I am holding a 1-2-week-old baby, trying to feed it around the clock, getting up early. I mean, everyone's been calling me since then. You know what you're doing? You know, it's a bit complicated, but I've been very hands-on. When I say that, I mean it in all levels. So, you know, at this stage, just seeing her sick so many times, you know the symptoms. You see her, you're like, this is not flu like. This is not this. It just seems like some sort of bronchitis going on. But you know, it's just very interesting as a parent. It's one of those things that they don't give you a book when you leave that hospital, and you're sitting there with your kid, and you're thinking to yourself, man, how do I figure this out? They just teach you how to feed her, and that's it. And it's just very weird how through the years you pick up these skills, and maybe it's DNA. It's maybe ingrained in our, you know, skill set. I don't know. I don't know if it's YouTube ingrained. But it's very weird to know that these instincts kick in. And not never had her in my womb. But I've been very involved with her life. And just being around her and knowing her, I understand. And I see her, and it's like, okay, I think I know what she has. I've seen this before. And I know I know the symptoms she's exuding now is similar to what she's had before when we had to get her one of those asthma machines, those breathing, helping you breathe, one of those things. And she was exuding the same symptoms before. So it's just heavy phlegm, breathing. And now what's happening is just go cyclical. But it's just very interesting, man, as a dad, just trying to, you know, play both sides of caretaker and provider at times. And it's just what happens, man. And people at work don't understand it. You know, I was trying to explain that to my director that, you know, it's a very challenging thing to to do both roles, because, you know, what happens is when I'm doing one thing, mom is staying late at work when I'm having her, and vice versa. So, I was actually trying to get some help there at work with a new position too, trying to become auditor for probate and guardianship, man. And I like it. It's part attorney work and it's part accounting work. And it's something that it would fit perfectly into what I'm doing now as far as my time and my, but it'll be burning the candle at both ends. So I don't think I could do that. Well, I just derailed there a bit, but I think, yeah, it's just, but anyway, going back to my kid, it's just very interesting just being this far along and having a natural sense and how people just generalize that as a man, you have no freaking clue about what's going on with your child. You don't even know how to take care of your child. It's just very interesting. You know, I've been changing her diapers. I've been doing all these things that pertain to her and to her well-being. And it's something that people are not accustomed to. And I think, and I always say this to guys, that if you want to feel any how I feel when I feel discriminated in a sense of color, just if you have a daughter, just take her out to do things. Just go out and play with her and go out and try to socialize, because that type of treatment you get from the moms, that type of treatment you get from other people, that discrimination, that alienation is what I feel as a person of color. It's really fascinating. And you got to have it with a girl. You can't have it with a boy, all right? You gotta go, you men out there, have a girl and go out to these events and do things and try to socialize and try to be besties with the moms and the, you know, the kids and the kids' moms and all that stuff. You're going to be SOL. So, yeah, but my little one just dragged me out of bed, man. I'm just trying to sleep. I'm trying to get some rest. And she's just like, nope, you're not doing that. I'm putting this YouTube in your ear. I'm kicking you. I need this. I need that. It's part of parenting, man. It's all, I mean, the way I look at it is, hey, I got like a 10-year sentence of doing more of this. I mean, I'm parenting in different ways, but as far as taking care of her and things like that, it'll be, I think as she gets over it, it's a stage where she still needs me, but she's getting better. But, man, this is the joys of parenting, man, for you guys out there and girls out there parenting. And for my daughter, you want to parent. You want to have kids, huh? You want to talk about marriage with Kenneth, huh? Yeah. This is what it's all about, girl. Kenneth is a second grader that she goes to school with. I'm probably going to have her do a podcast, and we're going to talk about him, because I think this is one of many she's going to be crushing for. Oh, Lord.